Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From Philly, it's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo,
always Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo.
Huge show today. But before we get to that, we got to address last week, terrible guest, former NFL quarterback Drew Bledsoe, who drank red wine through the entire interview. And frankly, sounded like someone who was drinking red wine through the entire interview.
Yeah, he was like a red wine, dry and put me to sleep.
Yeah, well, you know, we took control of matters this week and told our guest booker who to get. You know, we saw a tweet this week, Tony, about NFL Coach of the Year that was so boneheaded. So stupid.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, we had to reach out to this clown and bring him on the show to find out what the hell he was thinking, which he clearly wasn't thinking. Anyway,
yeah.
His name is Michael Lombardi. He's a former NFL GM turned analyst or something or other like that. But we'll be having him on the show.
Yeah, and just to be clear, no relation to the great Vince Lombardi, as we uncovered in a previous episode.
We did. Pulitzer-worthy episode. Go back and listen to that, people. But before we get to that clown, you know, not only are we getting into the NFL playoffs here and have huge stories there, but we also have bigger breaking news coming out of the NFL every day left and right, Tony. You know, of course, we're talking about the huge news surrounding all the various interviews going on between offensive and defensive coordinators for GM jobs and head coaching jobs, you know, with organizations like the Titans, Cardinals, Texans. And Tony, you know, when you think about it, the entire competitive balance of the league is not changing in the playoffs. It's changing here in these interviews, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, people say that games are won on performances in the field. No, they're won in performances in interviews.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to. If I'm Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, I'm having a hard time focusing on the playoffs because the Titans are already making moves, getting a step ahead for next year.
Yep.
They probably feel like they're already falling behind.
Terrific point, Tony. And we know you out there, wherever you're watching or listening, you're probably distracted too. You know, you want to stay posted on all these interviews, where people are moving next, going for those job interviews. But don't worry, we got you covered. Anytime any interview news breaks, we will bring you the latest updates as soon as they come
Very
across
exciting.
The wire.
Yep.
Anyway, hold on,
Can't
Tony.
Wait.
I'm
we
getting
got one?
Word now. Yep, we have. Seems like we have an update.
Breaking interview update.
This comes in from Jim Trotter of NFL Media.
Oh, it's going to be
good. The Cardinals have interviewed former Giants GM Jerry Reese for their
wow.
vacant GM position. Yup. And the team has also set up an interview with Chicago Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham. Tony, your
wow.
reaction here.
Huge. Huge. Again, I know the Seahawks and 49ers are playing this weekend, but their attention has to be on what's developing in Arizona right now.
Breaking interview update.
Before we get into the show and our top story, you know, we got companies lining up to buy ad time inside this podcast show, whatever they call them, these things now. And, you know,
they're throwing money at us.
Yeah, it's called a baked-in ad. These are called baked-in ads, ones we read in the show, so, you know, you can't skip over it, you know,
exactly.
thumb over it with your phone.
Yep.
Anyway, we sold this ad space for a number we won't reveal, but let's just say it was huge. So here's a message from our newest sponsor, our good friends at Avion. Do you drink water from a faucet? Well, you're taking your life into your own hands.
If someone tries to serve me water that's not sourced from the French Alps, I say f*** you and spit it at them.
You have to. Avion, available at all convenience stores for the low price of $8 a bottle. Avion. All right, there you go, Tony.
Another check in the mail for us, Paulie.
Yep, there you go. All right, well, now it's time for the part of the show where, you know, we take all the confusing stories out there that you probably can't wrap your head around, and we smartly break them down for you. So let's get right into our top story.
Top story.
First out the gate, after that disastrous Week 18 loss to the Commanders, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are taking much-deserved criticism for their horrible TCU-like performance. You know, losing 26-6 and Dak completing a paltry 37.8% completion percentage.
Embarrassing.
Now, you know, there's been criticism from many people in the football community, but the loudest and strongest condemnation came from well-respected and accomplished football coach turned ESPN analyst. Of course, I'm talking about Rex Ryan, who
Great
said
man.
About the Cowboys' performance, this is what he said, and I quote, "It lacked professionalism." And Tony, of all the shots taken at this team, this one has to hit the hardest, doesn't it?
Absolutely. When I think about professionalism in football, the first name that comes to mind is Rex Ryan.
Yep.
He always came fully prepared to every single pregame and postgame press conference. He had props, wigs, clever one-liners. It was always must-see TV.
Yep.
And his office was always perfectly arranged with notebooks full of plays and framed photos of his wife and her body parts. A true football professional.
Terrifically said, Tony. And,
you
know, despite Dak's embarrassing Carson Wentz-like performance, you know, you still got these morons out there, these Cowboy fans, still defending him. And, you know, what they're doing to defend him is they're pointing to his overall stats from the whole season. But, you know, Tony, that is not the right way to look at stats, is it?
No. The problem is that people are counting Dak's stats from every game equally. But we all know that not every game is equally important.
True.
Everyone knows the two most important games of the year are Week 1, the tone setter, and Week 18, the decider.
Yep.
In those games versus the Bucks and the Commanders, Dak was terrible. So when you look at Dak's updated weighted stats, which I've compiled myself, you see his season passer rating actually drops from 99.1 down to 27.2.
Wow.
And his season completion percentage plummets from, wait for this, 66.1 all the way down to 12.5.
Just terrific analysis, Tony. And, you know, by the way,
Thank you.
Related note, you see this? The website Pro Football Focus, you know, they power ranked all the football teams headed into the playoffs, and they put the Eagles fifth. because they said they petered out. Yeah, they said they petered out at the end of the year.
What does that even mean? It's called a playoff race. The Eagles got to the playoffs first. They won the race. When you run a marathon, do you keep running hard after you cross the finish line?
No.
Of course not. No. So why should the Eagles?
Oh, Tony, I'm hearing that there is a no interview update out there.
Oh, here we go.
Interview update.
This just in from Tom Pelissero. The Colts are interviewing their own special teams coordinator, Bubba Ventrone, for their head coaching job today. And wow, that's another game changer, isn't it, Tony?
The Colts making yet another bold coaching move here that has to have the entire AFC on edge.
Absolutely.
Frankly, the Dolphins might regret making the playoffs because they're kind of falling behind here.
Breaking interview update.
Back to another top story, the big hubbub coming out of college football. People just furious, angry over the college football championship, which had Georgia clobbering TCU by a score of 65-7. Now, you know, the TV ratings which came in were at an all-time low for any championship game in the BCS or CFP era. That's what I'm talking about, Tony. This came as a huge surprise to both me and you because, you know, we were on the edge of our seat watching that game right up until the final whistle, weren't we?
Absolutely. I don't get what people didn't like about this game. We all know there's one thing people love watching more than anything. Huge comebacks. And we had a chance to witness what could have been the greatest comeback in the history of sports. When I was watching the game and TCU went down 51 points, I thought, wow, if TCU could come back from this, it would be historic. And then, when they went down by 58 points, I was like, oh my God, this would be the most amazing comeback ever. I mean, if that isn't must-see TV, what is?
Oh, hold on, Tony. What? No video.
Who's no video?
Lombardi, no video. What?
You kidding me?
Did you send them instructions on what to do? Can you believe this? Guy coming on a show, no camera. What is this, 1920?
That's unbelievable.
All right, well, let's just bring him on the line. Get him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Oh, look at this, Tony.
Look at what? There's nothing to look at.
I'm sorry, I can't do video. I got driving, so I can't.
Well, all right, let's just get into it here, all right. Former front office guy for a bunch of NFL teams, Eagles, Raiders, Patriots, where he got a couple rings, whoop-de-doo, big deal. He was also the Cleveland Browns GM from 2013 to 2014 when they went 11-21, which is actually quite good for the Browns. So there, all right.
True.
Also runs the Daily Coach newsletter. Okay, there's your plug. And as we established on the previous episode, he's not related to Vince Lombardi. Anyway, Michael Lombardi, welcome back to the show.
I can see you're already misinformed. I was only at the Browns for 1 year. I didn't go 11-21. This is off to a great start.
All right. Well, yeah, on the subject of what we can see.
That's the point.
On the subject of what we can see and not see. Hold on. You want to talk about what we can see and not see. You tell our producer 5 minutes before we go, you're coming on the show, that you're unable to do video. What are you, Henry Hill or something? What's going on there?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm in witness protection. I can't do that.
Yeah, for that, for your bad takes.
Yeah. Where are you right now?
What's your current location?
Yeah. Can you reveal it?
Ocean City, New Jersey. South of Atlantic City, right by...
Yeah, I'd have my camera off too, Paulie.
All right, we're moving on. Anyway, let's get into this. First, you know, your Twitter account... All right, it's bizarre for many reasons that we can get into, but let's start with this one. I'm going to read what you tweeted the other day because it just shows what total garbage you're feeding your followers there. This is what you wrote. Mike Tomlin is the coach of the year. End of story. One of the best coaching jobs ever. His team improved 1,000% over the 17 weeks. I don't have a vote, but he should win. Okay, so two-part question for you based on that tweet. One, what did you mean by this? And two, have you suffered any severe brain trauma in the recent weeks?
Do you watch football?
All right, so I think it's pretty clear that, you know, I've obviously you've gone past my my five-year-old grandson's reading level, so that was really good the way you read my tweet.
You're the one who can't read.
I mean,
video.
You know, there was a little
start
pause.
Video.
The comprehension you didn't pass because it's
I can't comprehend
clear.
Why we're having you
I
back on the show.
Yeah. Great candidates. I think there's a lot of great candidates this year. I think Brian Daboll is a great candidate. I think Doug Peterson, your former coach, is a great candidate. I just think Mike Tomlin, what he was able to do with a roster that was as most.
Well, what do you mean? What he was able to do? He went 9-8.
He was able to miss the playoffs.
Well, I mean, look, sometimes your best coaching jobs aren't always the making the playoffs. Sometimes it's a little better. But if you want to be narrow-minded, you're one of those guys, Paulie, that probably, you know, if you have one good year, you should get him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that makes sense, right? You know, just one year, you know, so go in the Hall of Fame.
One good year? No.
How
excuse
me,
Nick Sirianni.
I'm
talking here. You know, you're in your car. Hold on.
So
I know.
Rude.
Last year, Sirianni took the team from a 4-win team to 9-8. But I guess you didn't notice. Just like you didn't notice when someone writes "must have video" in an email.
Yeah.
No. Let me say what I want to say. I don't need you to interpret it because reading and interpretation for you seem rather difficult.
You can't even read the button that says "start video."
Let me make it very clear. Let me make it clear. His team in Vegas was predicted to have under 7 wins. Okay, rookie quarterback signed.
Wow,
the great
and they had
Trubisky.
9. Shocking. Yeah.
And so he was able to improve a team that got blown out by your Eagles. He got blown out by Buffalo, and by the end of the year, he was one of the better teams in the league. And I think that deserves to be recognized. Now, your guy Sirianni did a really good job. There's no denying it. But I
14-3.
Think a lot of Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I think
best team in the league.
I think he had it. Let me finish again. He had a really talented team. He played Gonzaga-like schedule. Let's be honest. He played a Gonzaga-like schedule. You know,
they're in the best division in football, most competitive division in football.
Are you serious? Are you really going to?
Yeah.
Have you
three
seen the
playoff teams?
Have you seen the makeup of these teams? They look nothing like Gonzaga. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, yeah, you know,
maybe Daniel Jones, but outside of Daniel Jones, they look nothing like Gonzaga.
Yeah. Yep.
Brilliant. I mean, you know, look, the one thing about you guys is you're lost, but you're making great time. I could see that. It's really good. You have no idea where you're going, but you're making great time getting there.
No, you have no idea where you're going. You know, how are you an expert on Coach of the Year? You were the Cleveland Browns GM. If anyone doesn't know anything about how to hire a head coach, it's you.
Who did you have as your coach?
We had Rob Chizinski. We didn't do very well, and we made a decision, and then I got fired. So life went on. But
yeah, well, you know, I go and look at the Browns. You go look at the Browns head coaches on Wikipedia. It's all asterisks. There are more asterisks than there are head coaches.
Exactly.
The fact is, I have a Wikipedia page and you don't.
We don't like our personal lives.
I have a feeling I'm speaking to the author of your Wikipedia page. Yeah.
No, you're speaking to the author of a book called Gridiron Genius, which was a New York Times bestseller. Which
here he goes with the other one.
Are you kidding me?
You're using us.
I'll have it read to you when I get a chance. You know, I know you can't. It's a little above your reading level, so I'll have somebody read it.
All right, hold on just a moment with your reading jokes and your funny there. Very good. The Steelers 2 years ago were 12-4. Okay, are you following? Can you follow numbers? Steelers were 12-4 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Last year, 9-7-1. You following me? This year, 9-8. So you're actually getting worse.
Yeah.
Based on that, wouldn't you say
they're trending down? You know what a trend is? They're trending down.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin's running them into the ground.
To the Supremes is you, Diana Ross, and he's the Supreme. Because all I hear him do.
Oh, this guy should be at the Ha Ha Factory, Paulie.
What's next? Cleveland's Clearwater Revival?
Yeah.
John Fogerty?
Unbelievable.
I mean, are you a Blue Note? Is that who you are, Tony? You're a Blue Note.
Are you kidding me? I'm making my own points over here.
You're making your own points. Look, you're
targeting the coveted 70 to 80-year-old demo with these references. Good work.
Yeah, exactly.
The Daily Coach must
Blue
be
Note.
Doing great.
That's what I know. I stay in my lane.
All right, hold on. I have to interrupt this terrific answer you're giving here for a breaking interview update.
Breaking interview update.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Jake Trotter reporting out of Cleveland.
Oh, it's going to be good.
That Jim Schwartz is interviewing for the Browns defensive coordinator job. Michael, How do you react to this explosive development?
I think Jim's a great coach. You should be thanking. You two are wearing Eagle jerseys. I mean, the Jim Schwartz was your defense coordinator, did a hell of a job. And so I think he's a hell of a coach. I think it would be a smart move for the Browns to hire him.
Finally, something you said actually makes a sliver of sense.
He's starting to make sense.
Finally.
Can we just circle back, though? Can you just go ahead and admit that Mike Tomlin maybe isn't the best coach of the year? He's a okay coach.
Admit you were wrong.
Just admit you were wrong.
I said it. I tweeted it. I stand by it. I mean, you guys can do whatever you want to do. You can take it wherever you want to go.
Okay, good. Because we are going to do
you
what
want
we
me to take
do.
It wherever I'm going to go. You're in your car. No video. Press the pedal down and go drive off a cliff. Because you're off the show.
You're off the show. We're making moves, and you're off the show.
You don't know anything. Yeah.
Best news I heard all day. And I
see
ya. Goodbye.
Yes.
Get out of here. Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, I can't tell if he's off the line or not because I can't see anything.
Yeah. Frankly, I'm happy the video didn't work. That was the best part of the whole interview.
True, Tony. Great point. Anyway, you know, we're not going to let that ruin what was otherwise a terrific show. Of course, we do want to thank our very high-paying sponsors over at Avion.
Hold on.
If it isn't someone who's... I wish his video and audio didn't work. Our producer, Jay, what?
What?
Corrections.
Go.
What do you want? Go.
You said Dak's bad stats from week 1 and week 18 should count more toward his season averages because those games were more important.
Yeah,
it makes total sense.
No, it makes no sense. That's not how you calculate averages.
Well, we should listen to you. You're an expert on being average.
Yeah, here's a calculation. You plus talking equals shut up.
Good one, Tony.
Yeah.
All right, move on. Move.
Number two.
What?
You said Dak passed for a paltry 37.8% completion percentage against the Commanders.
Yeah, pathetic.
No, the word is paltry, not poultry. Poultry is another word for chicken.
Oh, yeah? You want another word for chicken? You.
Yeah, you know what else is about to get poultry? Your salary. Yeah,
we're
done.
Last one.
What? Hurry up.
You said you thought TCU might actually come back from 58 points down versus Georgia?
Yeah,
it's sports. Anything can happen, bro.
The largest comeback in college football history was 35 points. So 58 points was probably not going to happen.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, it's also probably not going to happen. You making it home alive tonight.
Yeah, you remind me of TCU. Unable to score.
Great one, Tony. Oh, got him there.
Yeah, look at him. He's sad, Paulie. Yeah. He's sulking.
He's poultry.
Yeah,
look
at sad.
Him.
He's poultry,
yeah,
Paulie.
He's feeling very poultry right now.
Oh, yeah. He's sad.
Anyway, look, we had big breaking news, but now we got even bigger. Confirmed for next week, Tony, Super Bowl legend, Eagles quarterback Nick Foles will be on the show. And in the meantime... Don't forget, you know, follow us, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on TikTok, like all the Gen Zs or whatever. And hey, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week. Bye.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.